AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Russia has increased its offensive in western and eastern Ukraine. John Kirby at the Pentagon says it's not clear what the moves in the West mean.
It's not like there hasn't been any airstrikes in western Ukraine since the beginning of this operation 16 days ago. It's just that we haven't seen that as a routine matter. So now you got two in one day. That's notable. What it means, what it portends, where the Russians are going with this, we don't really know.
President Biden says direct confrontation with Russia is what they're striving to prevent. If chemical weapons enter the picture...
I'm not going to speak about the intelligence, but Russia would pay a severe price if they use chemical weapons.
The AP Sagar Magani reports the president is revoking the most favored nation trade status for Russia.
Earlier sanctions on Russian oil, gas, and coal already cut off about 60% of U.S. imports from Russia. And while the president says he's now also banning imports of Russian seafood, alcohol, and diamonds, White House figures show those only add up to roughly $1 billion in revenue.
The huge Russian armored column that has been stalled for over a week outside Kyiv appears to have spread out near the capital. The mayor of Warsaw in Poland is appealing for international help as the city becomes overwhelmed by Ukrainian refugees. Konstantin Pupo is one of those refugees.
The tanks are going to started to fire from the bridge at 10 a.m. So we got to pack our stuff and get away as far as we can because we were very afraid that someone or something can shoot us.
Much of the burden in Warsaw so far has been carried out by volunteers taking time off from work. Major League Baseball players who are not vaccinated against the coronavirus won't be allowed to travel into Canada to face the Blue Jays in Toronto and won't be paid for those games. This is AP News. This weekend, it's time to spring forward.
Winter may not be done with much of the United States, but time marches on. Before going to bed on Saturday night or Sunday at 2 a.m., whatever your local time, most of the country will turn their clocks forward 1 hour to mark the beginning of daylight saving time. That's saving, not savings. It means sunrises come later in the morning, and it will stay light until later in the evening. Some places ignore the change, including sunny Hawaii, most of Arizona, Puerto Rico, the U.S. Virgin Islands, and U.S. Pacific Territories. An AP NORC Center for Public Affairs research poll conducted last fall found most Americans don't even like the switch, but they don't agree on which standard should be used. 43% said they'd prefer that standard time be used all year, while 32% say they'd prefer daylight saving time. I'm Jennifer King.
A grand jury has begun considering evidence gathered during a police investigation of sexual assault and harassment allegations against Houston Texans quarterback Deshaun Watson. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
I'm Alistair Campbell from The Rest Is Politics.
Nish Kumar here from Pod Save the UK.
And Christiana Figueres from Outrage and Optimism.
Rising inequality, conflict, climate disaster, it's very hard to find reasons to be hopeful about the future.
That's why we're teaming up this September during the 80th General Assembly of the United Nations.
Along with Political Currency, Pod Save the World, The Week Junior, and more.
We'll discuss the stories that give us hope and answer the question, how does hope turn into action?
Look out for the Be Hope Takeover this September.